Supporters of public art say it can spur tourism and serve as one of the reasons for businesses and individuals to move to a community. Deb Pollock is the executive director of the Arts Alliance. Pollock says Ann Arbor clearly benefits in these ways from its cultural institutions and public art. She says, however, other communities are catching on to what's been in place in Washtenaw County.
What's really important is we have to stay ahead of the curve, because there are other cities that have understood what's going on here in our region, and they're trying to duplicate it, and some are very successfully duplicating it. So for Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County to retain the kind of leading edge arts mecca kind of identity, we have to be investing in it over and over and over again.
The November ballot proposal would shift funding for public art in Ann Arbor from a percentage of capital improvements to a millage that would cost the average homeowner about $11 a year. The proposal has no organized opposition at this time, but some concerns raised include a desire for the city to focus more on core services, recent reductions in city staffing, and those that see art funding as frivolous. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.